This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McBean. The final presidential debate revealed many of the differences between the incumbent president and the Democrat hoping to unseat him. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
They sparred over the government's response to the coronavirus, over who will tackle racism, and over who transacted with foreign governments. But both candidates were asked to respond to reports of people of color getting sick because they live near oil or chemical plants. President Trump.
The families that we're talking about are employed heavily, and they are making a lot of money, more money than they've ever made.
Joe Biden says he grew up with that in Delaware.
That's why so many people in my state were dying and getting cancer. The fact is, those frontline communities, it doesn't matter what you're paying them, it matters how you keep them safe.
Biden also focused on clean energy, while President Trump accused him of wanting to wipe out the oil industry. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. officials say Russian hackers have targeted towns of state and local networks. And recent days, AP correspondent Mike Gracia with details.
With less than 2 weeks to go to Election Day, U.S. officials say Russian hackers have been targeting dozens of state and local networks in the United States, and data was stolen from at least two servers. The advisory comes from the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security Cybersecurity Agency. The advisory did not specify any victims who were targeted, but added there is no information that any election or government operations have been affected. A Russian state-sponsored group, alternately known as Dragonfly or Energetic Bear, is believed to be responsible for the attacks. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United States is condemning what it calls excessive use of force by the Nigerian military for firing on unarmed demonstrators. Amnesty International says at least 38 people, including 12 in the capital Lagos, were killed by the Nigerian army and police.